Sky King.
Excuse me, Mr. Snodgrass, but do you occupy that room alone?
I can't see that that makes any difference, but my wife sleeps in the next room. Does that answer your question?
It does. Go ahead. She'd been asleep quite some time.
When I was awakened by a noise, I sat up in bed. But before I could speak, a man rushed past me and ran down the stairs.
You're sure it was a man?
Certainly, I'm sure.
But you didn't recognize him. You didn't think at the time that it was Gene McCall?
I didn't think anything. I jumped out of bed and turned on the lights. The safe was open, and the pearls were gone.
Who knew the combination of that safe beside yourself, Mr. Snodgrass?
My wife and my daughter. And that's all.
Three people again. What then?
I started down the stairs after the thief when my wife...
George, what happened?
Somebody broke in here. Somebody just stole that string of pearls out of my safe.
Stole the pearl? Who, George? Why, who would do a thing like that?
Quite a few people, my dear.
A question that puzzled Sky and the sheriff. Today on Sky King. Say, gang, knives are made for work, not play. Even small knives can be very deadly when in the wrong hands. And hands that are not working are wrong hands. You know, many fellas and gals have lost the sight of an eye because they were careless with knives. The number of fingers and arms and legs that have been badly cut can't be counted. No one ever thinks he's going to cut himself when he starts fooling around with sharp knives, but it happens many, many times. Don't play with knives or other sharp and pointed tools. Leave them alone. If you see one lying around within the reach of smaller children, put it away. If you do need to work with a knife, handle it carefully. Never cut toward yourself. Always keep the pointed end away from you. Never throw a knife around. Always put it away where it belongs. You have only 2 eyes and 10 fingers, so don't take chances with them. Always remember this little jingle. All the time, everywhere, be cautious. Take care. Now, the adventures of Sky King.
I tell you, I know darn well who stole them. Gene McCall. That's who. Gene McCall.
Hold it, Mr. Snodgrass. Hold it. You told me yourself just a couple of seconds ago that you didn't know how Gene could have gotten into your house. You told me yourself that he was out with your daughter and nowhere's near your place that night.
I don't care what I told you. I want that man arrested. I want him arrested today. Today, do you understand? Today.
That was the picture a few seconds ago. You remember what brought it about, don't you? A string of pearls, security for $10,000, had been stolen from George Snodgrass, president of the Fifth National Bank of Grover. The sheriff had asked Sky King to help in trying to find out who stole them, and Sky and Penny had gone to the sheriff's office to hear the story about the theft. Well, now, still demanding the arrest of Gene McCall, Banker Snodgrass raises a trembling fist above his head and brings it down on the desk before him with a resounding crash.
I want McCall arrested. I want him arrested at once. And I don't want to hear any more talk about it.
Maybe you don't want to hear any more talk about it, Mr. Snodgrass, but I do.
Why, you...
You just keep still a minute now. Now, you're a rich man, Mr. Snodgrass. You own a bank and a power company and a bus line and a lot of other things around this town. But I'm the sheriff. The people elected me, and they didn't elect me to go around arresting folks just because other folks is mad at them.
Why, I'll have your badge. I'll have you
still, I tell you. You came in here 2 days ago claiming somebody stole a pearl necklace out of your house. At that time, you didn't have no idea who done it.
Keep still.
You didn't have no idea, I said. But yesterday, you came in here a-yelling that Gene McCall stole your pearls.
Well, he did. He did steal them. I've had time to think about it. And I know he took them.
And maybe so, but from all you told me, there ain't no proof. Now, let me finish. I'll get a hold of Gene and have a talk with him. But I ain't arresting him. The county of Grover can't afford no lawsuit for false arrest. Maybe your bank can, but Grover can't.
He wouldn't dare sue me.
Don't kid yourself, Mr. Snodgrass. Gene may be kind of scared of you, but his lawyer wouldn't be.
What lawyer? Who's his lawyer?
As far as I know, he ain't got one. But if you have him arrested, he'll get one. Even if the boy has no money, the court'll appoint one for him. And if it's proved that you had him arrested for spite, his lawyer'll advise him to sue the pants off of you. What's more, he'll collect.
Well...
So, supposing you stop acting like a man what ain't got all his buttons and tell Sky King here the story.
Maybe Mr. Snodgrass doesn't want to tell it to me, Sheriff. After all, it's really none of my business.
I want you to make it your business, Sky. That's why I asked you to come here. It's a kind of a complicated affair, and me, well, I need your help.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. How about you, Mr. Snodgrass?
He ain't got nothing to say about it, Sky.
Well, I'd like to hear what he thinks. How about it, Mr. Snodgrass? Do you want me in on this thing?
I can't see where there's anything to it, King. Gene McCall stole that necklace. It's cut and dry.
Then I'll bow out. Come on, Penny.
Now, Sky, sit down. Sit down. I make the decisions about who I want to help me and who I don't. I need your help. Now sit down, won't you, as a favor to me?
Well, if you put it that way, Sheriff.
That's the way I put it. Now, Mr. Snodgrass, you want that pearl necklace back, don't you?
Well, of course.
You want the person who stole it convicted, don't you?
Naturally, I want him convicted. But I'm telling
that
you...
Gene McCall is the thief. That's what you say now. But I say there's no evidence, no proof. Now tell Mr. King the story. And if he agrees with you that it's Gene, well, then it's Gene.
You have a lot of confidence in this man, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. All right, go ahead. Tell your story.
Well, there's no point to it. But I'll pamper you.
Thanks. Ask him all the questions you want, Sky. Go on, Mr. Snodgrass.
Now, last Friday, I was sitting in my office in the bank. It was after 5 o'clock when a friend of mine came in. He wanted to borrow $10,000, and he offered me a pearl necklace as security.
What was the man's name, Mr. Snodgrass?
That's not important. He was a friend of mine from upstate.
His name is Warner, Sky. Dudley Warner. I checked on it.
Why do you want to borrow the money, Mr. Snodgrass?
That's not important either.
To buy a piece of property, Sky, an apartment house. I checked on that, too.
You loaned him the money?
Well, of course I loaned him the money. That's my business. The pearls are worth 3 times that much.
Did you give him the money in cash, Mr. Snodgrass, or by check?
What difference does that make? You'd think I was the criminal here. I gave him cash. That's the way he wanted it.
I see. Then you took the necklace home.
I did. The bank's vaults were closed. And I have a very good safe in my bedroom.
Who'd you show the pearls to in your home? Anybody?
To my wife and daughter. Gertrude, that's our maid, saw them too.
3 people. Is that all?
That's all.
Would anyone have seen through the windows while you were showing that necklace, Mr. Snodgrass?
Do you think I'm a fool, King? The shades were pulled down. I saw to that.
All right. Then what happened?
I put the necklace in the safe in my bedroom and went to bed. I'd been asleep quite some time when...
Excuse me, Mr. Snodgrass, but do you occupy that room alone?
I can't see that that makes any difference, but my wife sleeps in the next room. Does that answer your question?
It does. Go ahead. You'd been asleep quite some time.
Well, when I was awakened by a noise, I sat up in bed. But before I could speak, a man rushed past me and ran down the stairs.
You're sure it was a man?
Certainly, I'm sure.
But you didn't recognize him? You didn't think at the time that it was Gene McCall?
I didn't think anything. I jumped out of bed and turned on the lights. The safe was open and the pearls were gone.
Who knew the combination of that safe, beside yourself, Mr. Snodgrass?
My wife and my daughter. That's all.
3 people again. What then?
I started down the stairs after the thief when my wife came out of her room.
What's the matter, George? What's happened?
Somebody broke in here. Somebody just stole that string of pearls out of my safe.
Stole the pearls? Who? Who, George? Who would do a thing like that?
Quite a few people, my dear Myra. There are a number of people in this world who would be very happy to get their hands on a $30,000 string of pearls.
$30,000? Are they worth that much?
At least.
But I thought you loaned $10,000 with the pearls as security.
I did. That's all the money the man wanted.
Oh, George, you're responsible. What can we do?
Find the pearls. We've got to find those pearls.
Have you called the sheriff?
No, not yet. I don't want this to get out. Sheriff has a habit of talking too much.
Well, who owns the pearls, George?
That's the bank's business. I can't tell you.
Did you see the thief?
Just barely. Just got a glimpse.
Oh. Well, have you any idea who did it?
There are only 3 people in this town who could know that those pearls were in this house tonight. You, Francis, and Gertrude.
And you, George. That makes 4.
You don't think I'd steal the bank's pearls, do you? Where's Gertrude? Where's Francis?
I did not steal those clothes, Mr. Snodgrass. I wouldn't do such a thing. You know I wouldn't. 8 years I work in this house. 8 years. Or never before does anyone tell me that I steal.
And I didn't take them either, Dad.
Who said you did? Who said you did? Anybody as yet. But only three people beside myself should know that that necklace was in this house. Only three.
8 years. Gertrude? 8 years I've been in this house. 8 long years, and never once does anyone
Oh, stop
tell
that.
Me
I just want to ask you a question. Did you go out of this house tonight?
8 years. 8 long, hard
I told
years.
You to stop that. Did you go out of this house tonight?
No.
Did you telephone to anybody?
I don't go out. I don't use the telephone. I don't do nothing. I just work, that's all. Just work. 8 years I do it now. 8 years.
All right, all right. Go to your room.
8 years. 8 long, terrible, hard years.
Well, how about you, Francis? Were you out tonight?
You know I was.
With Jean McCall?
Yes.
Despite the fact that I told you you were to have nothing more to do with him. Despite the fact that I had forbidden you to ever to see him.
Oh, why do you hate Jean? Why do you despise him? You've known him all his...
Francis, don't, please. Not now, dear. This is not the time.
I'm sorry, Mother. I want to know the answers to those questions, Dad.
I've answered those questions for you often. I'll answer them again, later. Right now, I'd like to have you answer a question for me. Did you tell Jean McCall that those pearls were in this house? Well, answer me. Answer me. Did you? Did you tell him those pearls were in this house?
Yes. Yes, I told him. But Jean wouldn't steal. You know he wouldn't. And he wasn't anywhere near this house, not even close to it.
Well, there you are, Mr. Sky King. Are you convinced now? You agree with me that Jean McCall stole those pearls?
Keep listening. In just 1 minute, we'll continue with Sky King. Gang, think of this. Guns are made for just one purpose. Guns are made for killing. Now, I know that many of you have brothers who were GIs, and many of them brought home war souvenirs. Some of those souvenirs are guns. Well, the best thing you can do with any kind of a gun is to leave it strictly alone. When you touch a gun, you take a chance. Even the most expert marksman in the world takes the same chance when he touches one. A sudden jar, even a sneeze, when there's a finger on the trigger, may mean sudden death to you or to someone you love. Don't take a chance. Steer clear of guns, any kind of guns. As I said before, guns are made for just one purpose, to kill. So doesn't it seem kind of foolish even to think of playing around with anything that's made to kill? Hundreds of people have been hurt badly, even killed, with guns that they thought weren't loaded. There's no such thing as a safe weapon. Just remember, if you should ever so much as touch a gun, you're taking the chance of harming yourself or someone you dearly love. This is Mike Wallace reminding you, all the time, everywhere, be cautious. Take care. George Snodgrass sits there in his chair, grim, scornful, waiting for Sky King to answer him.
Well, you agree with me, Mr. Sky King, that Jean McCall stole those pearls?
I agree with the sheriff, Mr. Snodgrass, that you haven't any evidence at all.
Oh, haven't I? Then how about this? This piece of paper here that I found on the floor under my bed this morning.
What is it?
How does that prove anything?
What is it? How does it prove anything? I'm going to tell you, gentlemen. It's a pink slip. That's what it is. A pink slip which we give at the bank when we discharge an employee. Jean McCall was fired 2 weeks ago. And he's the only one, who has been discharged in over a year.
There's big things popping. So be sure you're listening tomorrow when we bring you The Sheriff Makes an Arrest. The Sheriff Makes an Arrest. That's tomorrow on Sky King. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.